It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 409. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics, and my email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Mike Tech Show. Send me a Facebook request, facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. And I think Facebook is actually down right now as I tried to send a Facebook message. And I know that's rare. I have to keep an eye on that. And don't forget the wiki, mtswiki.com, where you can get links to all of the show notes and links to all the older shows and details on my equipment and setup. So that's a great site to visit. I have so much to talk about. I have a story that I'm going to talk a little bit about that I mentioned on Tech Vets when we recorded last night, a great customer service story. And I had to reset an iPhone for a client. I want to talk about the Untangle appliance that I installed for a client. And then just a couple things going on with some clients that I want to share. And then a ton of email with some great stuff. But a big, big thank you to my doctor. You've heard me mention him, Dr. Appel. I go through this problem with my ears every year. And today woke up and my right ear was clogged up again. And I had to beg my doctor to take me today. They were jam-packed, and they squeezed me in before the show. And I wouldn't be recording tonight if it wasn't for him. And he knows that. And he actually, when he came into the room, he said, "You're recording tonight, aren't you?" And he says, "I'll fix you up." And cleared the ears out, and I can hear again. Because this morning, kind of lost hearing in the right ear. And it's just something I go through every year and just need this done. They got to, you know, use these big syringe with the hot water and blow the ears out. So anyway, I know it sounds weird and awful, but I am just so glad that I'm hearing again and everything's good. Again, thank you, Dr. Appel. I really appreciate it. Before we get started, with colleagues working from home or traveling for business, getting everyone together for a meeting can be just an impossible task. And I have the solution. And it's GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Your team can meet face-to-face online no matter where they are, and it just takes seconds. And it's so easy, and it works with just every device that you have, whether it's an iPad, an iPhone, whether you have a Mac or Windows. It doesn't matter. It's just easy to connect. Just takes a minute. You can hold unlimited meetings for one flat rate all month long. And GoToMeeting by Citrix just allows you to collaborate on files and plans online. And with HD Faces, you just need a webcam to turn your online meetings into a group HD video conference. You can try GoToMeeting with HD Faces for 30 days for free. But to get this special offer, Mike Tech Show listeners, you need to go to GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code podcast. So that's GoToMeeting.com. Click on Try It Free and enter the promo code podcast. You kick the tires and play with it free for 30 days. That is a great offer. To start things off, I want to mention my incredible customer service story that I discussed in detail on show 78 of Tech Vets last night that Carrie and I recorded very, very late. And I was able to squeeze it in this week with my schedule. And the lack of recording of Tech Vet shows is because of me. It's not Carrie. Carrie's available. My schedule and the demands on me have not allowed me to be able to record on a regular basis there. So it's just been impossible. And I'm doing my best and trying to do it. Here's what happened in a nutshell. Over the weekend, as I was swapping out a UPS for a client, I had to shut down the servers. Well, a Dell PowerEdge 1800 wouldn't come back up. So I used a service tag. I called Dell. What an incredible experience. Had a human being in 60 seconds, and the person said, "I'm Charles so-and-so, and I own your problem and will be your single contact until the problem is resolved. How can I help you?" And I was like, wow, I was blown away. And I discussed that the server wouldn't come back up. We tried a whole bunch of things for a minimal boot. And it looked like it was the power supply, but we couldn't determine it. He said, no problem. Now, remember, they're under a support contract for next business day parts only. And this is a holiday weekend. He said, on Tuesday, we will ship out the motherboard, the CPU, the power supply, literally everything in the entire server. You'll have it the next day. You'll have it Wednesday. Now, this didn't disrupt anything for my client because we had a great backup on an external drive. They were able to get to the files. These files, it's just a big file server. They followed up with emails. He sent me a link to the manual. It was, I talk about this, like I said, on Tech Vets. It was an incredible experience. It happened to be the power supply, which I put in and fired it up yesterday, and it came right up the server, and I could not be happier. It was an incredible experience, and you've heard me get on my soapbox and kill companies that have terrible tech support, and I will do that when I'm mistreated or I hear someone mistreated and with terrible support, and you've heard me talk about that, but when I have incredible support like that, I wrote an incredible email back thanking him for all of the way he stuck with the problem, kept me literally sending me emails on the tracking of the boxes of the all the parts. It was a great experience, and I thought I should really, I have to share that. I beat up enough companies. It's great to have something good to say about a company and their tech support. And there's horrible Dell stories out there. And I've even had some in the past. You get that good one. You get that person that is so good and so helpful. That's what it takes. Well, Friday, I met the doctor of an orthodontist office where his office was closed. And it was just him and I installing the Untangle appliance. This is the cutest little box for the 10 user. It's a full computer in just, it looks like a small router, and it's a full computer. So I brought, it's got really four NICs in it, but you need two primary, one going in, one going out. Untangle is a software solution that will act as a firewall. It will report on all the activity of users on your network of going to the internet. It will block spam. It will block bad sites. You can have complete control over all the users on the network as to what they'll see, what they'll visit, and you'll get detailed reports. And it acts as a great firewall, VPN box. It's small. It's inexpensive. And one of the things that Untangle has is a distribution that's free that you can download. And I installed it. And I know I talked about this a few weeks ago. I blocked out some time to install that on an old XP box that I had sitting around. And I threw a second network card in it. I had that thing up and running in a half hour. You're literally installing a full Linux distribution that's automated that detects the network cards and will let you know, hey, is this the internal card or the external? You can put it on your network and let it be just a pass-through, or actually let it act as the firewall. So you have lots of options, and you can really play with, if it's the first time you're installing it, what you're able to do is you get 30 days on the full version of all the apps. Then they have a light version of their apps that less options, not as robust, and they're the free version of the apps. But it's great to play with. Now, I think the full device, buying it online with the premium service, that means all the apps with licensing for a year, was like under $1,100. If you were to build a full-blown computer and then buy the software licensing, it would actually cost more than that. So it's a great buy for that appliance. I'm giving a thumbs up not only to the retail appliances that they sell, but the free version where you can really get your feet wet and start testing with it to see if you really do want to buy it. I think it's great. I put it on my network. It doesn't slow anything down, but yet reported on everything on my home network. And it was kind of great seeing everything and seeing where everybody's going. Yeah, maybe you don't want to see where everybody's going. Anyway, it was a great experience. Big thumbs up for Untangle. So I get a panic phone call from a client who has an iPhone whose battery died, something happened, and he has a service with Verizon, and he calls me and says, Mike, all I have is phone capability. My email's not set up. I don't have my apps. I don't have anything. I was like, I can't believe they let him walk out of the store when he absolutely has the iCloud full backup of his iPhone, which I set up. I don't understand why they wouldn't let him do a total reset on, or at least when you're starting up a new phone on the iPhone, you have an option where it lets you on the new OS. You can absolutely say, hey, I have an iCloud backup. Go right into your iCloud account. It'll look for a local area network for a Wi-Fi connection, and you enter all that info. You enter your iCloud email address and password, and it'll do the full restore. I don't get it. So when I went over to his house, I just did a complete reset from scratch. Installed right from iCloud through his Wi-Fi connection. Everything came back. All I had to do was set up his email. Life is good. And the reason why it was an emergency is this morning at 6 a.m., he was heading to San Francisco, and he could not be without his full phone set up. And no matter what was happening yesterday, I had to squeeze him in, and I promised him that before he went to bed, I would be over his house and fix it, and that's what I did. I had so many different little emergencies yesterday with clients where all the equipment came in for the Dell, so I was able to diagnose that it was the power supply and got that server up and running. I had a laptop that had to be installed and configured, a new laptop that actually was quite a drive away for a financial advisor. And speaking of laptops, I've been doing a lot of work where I've been upgrading systems, especially laptops, to the 64-bit version of Windows because for some reason they got the 32-bit and they only had 2 gigs of memory or 4 gigs of memory. And the new requirement that has come from this one financial institution to their agents, the minimum memory requirement is now 8 gig of memory for an application that they have. 8 gig minimum. That means you automatically have to be Windows 7 Professional 64-bit. Armed with my ISO of my 64-bit of Windows 7 Professional, the keys are already, the product keys are on the device. If it's a Dell, I already have the Dell media. That's a piece of cake. You don't even have to enter the license. But if it was like the one system was a Lenovo, another system was a HP, I used my generic license, used the product activation key, and then had to call Microsoft for the getting it activated, which only took a couple minutes. With that, the memory price is so cheap, there's no excuse for not having 8 gig of memory in a laptop. Laptop memory, I've been buying from Amazon, 8 gig is $45. Winston in the chat is, hey, might as well go to 16 gig. If your system can do it, put it in. Memory is so cheap, there's no excuse. Your operating system should absolutely be 64-bit Windows 7, and you should have, I believe, a minimum of 8 gig of memory. I know that sounds outrageous. You know, you're sitting there saying, wait a second, I have 1 gig of RAM on my XP system and it's fine. Yes, but today, with all the apps and everything that you're running, if you are going new, add the memory. Buy it from the manufacturer with the minimum memory with 2 gig. Laptop installing memory is a piece of cake. It is so easy. You can Google it online, and usually there's just a few screws. Even with the new Dell, there's like 6 screws that you have to take off. I would remove the back cover, and laptop memory is so small and easy to just pop the edges a little bit. You just move them with a screwdriver, and the memory just pops out. You put it in at an angle. You put the lower one in first, then the and literally as you put it in at an angle and push and then move it down, you can hear it snap in place. It is very simple to do. And to add memory, and you know what? I really recommend you use my Amazon link. I've been abusing Amazon buying this memory. My Amazon link is amazon.mikenation.net, or just go to miketechshow.com/Amazon, or just go to the website, click on my link, and then search for your memory. And as a matter of fact, you'll be buying Crucial memory cheaper than you can buy it on site on crucial.com. It is awesome. Keep that in mind when you're working with notebooks or even all-in-one systems that take notebook memory. It's very easy to install. And all you have to do then is possibly redo your operating system if it's 32-bit. And remember, we have the images. And that is, I was going to say, a good segue into some of the emails. We're going to cover the email in a second where someone has some tips on that, which are really good. But there's just one last thing I need to talk about, and I'm just going to leave that there, and I would like to hear stories similar to this. I have a client who wants to take the cheap route on some networking decisions as opposed to doing it the right way. This person is close to me, and I can't walk away where it's someone that if I didn't know them or I didn't have to deal with them, it's those type of clients that you would say, look, if you're not going to do it the right way and you're not going to take my advice and you're not going to listen to me, it's going to be very difficult for me to support it. So I'm in a catch-22 situation where I got to live with the decisions that they're making that are only cost. The decisions aren't based on any functionality. They aren't based on anything else. So I'm doing everything I can, standing on my head, warning them of the path that they are taking, so I can protect myself in the end. So when things don't work and I'm, you know, look, you're spending more money on my labor now. You know, I told you so. And I don't want to be in that situation. And the person is so nice, so kind. And yet I understand the money crunch. It's a very difficult situation. And you know what? It'd be great to hear if you can share your experiences like that and how you handle that. You know, have you walked away from certain clients because they're just not listening? And, you know, sometimes it's better to do that. Or I got to tough it out. And I'll have more on this next week and the week after as this project progresses. And everybody is doing it their own way. And no one's listening to me. And it's so frustrating when you hate to say it, but I know I'm right because I'm doing things textbook. It's simple network infrastructure. Things should be connected a certain way. You have to have a patch panel. You have to connect it a certain way. You got to have your jacks a certain way. This is networking 101. I am doing things by the book, the way it should be done. Corners are being cut. Things are being done that is risking the reliability of the network infrastructure that's being built out. And there's nothing I can do about it. And I just needed to get that off my chest. Hopefully someone's listening who is involved, and I don't know if it's going to make a difference or not. So we'll see. Let's get to some email here. This is from Brian, and it's about virtualization hosts. Hi, Mike. I was listening to show 408 and was pleased to hear you working with VirtualBox. It's a great virtual machine host that I've used for years to host deployment servers and workstations, and also to act as a proxy host for clients who need to access MIS systems and other applications from remote satellite offices. Instead of having a physical PC for each staff member who needs remote access, I have a single host with multiple instances of virtual machines running on a single physical box. This not only saves on hardware costs, but also makes a big dent in the electric bill. It costs about $300 to $400 per year to run a standalone workstation 24/7. Multiply that by the number of workstations you're replacing, and the savings can start to really add up. Good for your client, good for the environment, and good for you. It's a pretty easy sell. If you are replacing 5 or 6 physical workstations, it could start to pay for itself after the first year. Anyway, I wanted to give you and your listeners the benefit of my trial and error with virtual machine technology. That's what the show is all about, right? And recommend you check out the fully open source Proxmox VE, and that's at www.proxmox.com. This is by far the best thing out there. It runs a stripped-down version of Linux and is completely manageable via a web browser. Once installed, you can literally whip out a virtual machine in under 5 minutes. You can start and stop VMs and access the desktop of any OS version directly from the web interface. Click a button to start a VM. Click another to open a VNC session in a Java pop-out window and configure it right from there. Some of the more useful features I've come across are ability to resize partitions of existing VMs using the SSH connection and the Linux DD command, ability to upload ISOs via SFTP, ability to migrate VirtualBox VMs to Proxmox with a few keystrokes, ability to make copies of existing Proxmox VMs and use them as templates. Doesn't even require reactivation of Windows. There are many reasons to use Proxmox, but this email has gone way too long already. I highly recommend you download an ISO and play with it. It could be a great product that you and your listeners can provide to your clients. As always, thanks for the great show, Mike. We are here and we're listening. Brian, thank you so much for your review and recommendation of Proxmox. I have never heard of it. Winston in the chat, I mentioned it. He is Mr. Virtualization, and he has not heard of it. So that's what this show is about. You are dead on. Thank you for sharing that, and I will play with it. And everybody out there, check that out, and the link will be in the show notes. This is from Scott Schramm and the Fios speed increase. The link that Scott has sent me, which is the Fios speed increases, and thought I might be interested in. Of course, I am a Fios customer. Waiting to hear the title of this. Verizon doubling Fios speed to 300 megabytes per second. Verizon announced today that it will be doubling the speed of its already blazing Fios home internet service. They're already have 150 down, 35 up. But now they're going to have speeds of 300 down and 65 up. I want it. I want it now. And I can't wait to see, hopefully the cost isn't going to be outrageous. And I absolutely have to call Verizon and see what the cost is. Now, I'm at 35 down and 35 up, and I love it. Could you imagine 300 megs down? That would be awesome. I want it. Scott, thank you for teasing me and sending me that email. I really appreciate it. This is Yitz, and he is from Israel. And this is more on the Intel graphics storage matrix driver. So I figured I would share it. This is the ongoing saga of that I started on this driver. Hey, Mike, in response to the listener who removed the Intel graphics media accelerator driver, this is his motherboard's onboard graphics card video driver, which is why he experienced errors and slowdowns. Oops. So, not a good idea to remove that. Regarding the Intel Matrix storage driver, well, it does give RAID support. It also adds AHCI support to SATA drivers, which gives better disk performance. Very often, in a modern BIOS, you can find a setting under the SATA controller to be either compatible or AHCI. If you change the BIOS setting to AHCI and try to boot Windows without this storage driver, you will get a stop error 7B blue screen of death. You need to change it to compatible. And I've actually experienced that. And once in Windows, you can then install the driver and then return to the BIOS to switch to AHCI support. This is Yitz. Thank you very much for sharing that. This is from Jason. Hi, Mike. Thought your listeners may benefit calendar checking tool for Outlook. Sounds useful, and I have not had a chance to use it yet. The calendar checking tool for Outlook is a command line program that checks Outlook calendars for problems. To use this tool, the Outlook calendar must reside on a Microsoft Exchange server. The tool does not work with IMAP or POP3 or with other non-Exchange mail servers. The tool opens an Outlook profile, opens the Outlook calendar, and then checks several things such as permissions, free busy publishing, and auto booking. Then the tool checks each item in the calendar folder for problems that can cause items to seem to be missing or that might otherwise cause problems in the calendar. And I remember this from my corporate world days and huge network with big Exchange servers and having calendar issues. They always would crop up. And my team was always working on trying to resolve them. So if you're in a situation where you have an Exchange server and calendar problems, I'm going to have the link for this calendar checking tool for Outlook. Jason, and Jason manages, and I've mentioned this many times in the past, a great website. And it is called fantasticfreeware.com. Check out Jason's site. Thank you for sharing that. I have a question here that I'm putting out. Does anybody know the service Cision? C-I-S-I-O-N. I got a solicitation saying that they've added me to their service. And it's, I guess, an audio service for podcasts. And it's C-I-S-I-O-N. Let me know if you have, you're a podcaster out there, you're someone involved with this, and you know this site, and you know any information. I'm looking for some feedback here, good, bad, the legitimacy of this. I have a long email from them, and I'm just putting it out there, see if anybody knows about it. I would appreciate feedback. This is from Arnold. Hi, Mike. I thought you might appreciate this find I just discovered. My support tech at StorageCraft recommended this drive for taking one hard drive off-site on a daily basis. The particular drive consists of a USB chassis, and then you purchase drive bays, so the chassis stays connected as a drive letter, and you just swap out the trays after a backup to take off-site. They offer multi-drive units, also, so one drive always stays on site and you can swap out the mirrored drive nightly. One of the nice features is they accept any brand type of hard drives. Other RAID devices usually have a recommended list of supported drives. Arnie. Hey, Arnie, thank you very much. And that link will go into the show notes. This is from Peter, and it's a list of, it's a PDF file containing HP printers supported in Citrix Xen app server environments. I will have that PDF. You guys are really hitting me up with some great stuff here. This is from Udo. In one of the last episodes, you talked about downloading all the Windows 7 ISOs to have them in your tool bag. You can make your life easier and save disk space. There's this little tool called EI.CFG Removal Utility. And we have the link. If you remove this CFG file from any ISO image, the Windows 7 installer will ask you which variant of Windows you want to install, Pro, Ultimate, etc. So you only need one 32-bit and one 64-bit DVD in your bag. I am currently carrying all six images. I have no idea if this will also work with OEM versions, but I don't think so. Another thing, consider using the micropayment service Flatter, and it's www.flattr.com. Here in Germany, a lot of podcasters and bloggers use it. It's a great way for listeners to support their favorite podcast and blogs. You can add Flatter buttons easily to your website. There is a WordPress plugin, and it's AFAIK. You could also add buttons to different episodes so listeners can throw a coin in your hat for that specific item. Well, that's interesting. I'll check that out. And this is Have a Nice Day, Udo from Hamburg, Germany. Thank you very much. From Jacob. And this is a really good question. And it's consulting contracts. Hi, Mike. I am an IT admin for a small business, and I've done a little IT consulting on the side for about 15 years. I would like to grow my consulting into more of a business and have been reviewing some of your old shows, episode 317, 373, etc. I thought you had an episode where you talked about a website that had examples for IT support contracts, but I can't seem to find it. If that was you, could you let me know what episode that was? Anyway, love the show. By the way, I do have to admit, I'm really a Linux guy at heart. Outside of work, I only use Windows to watch Netflix and do my taxes and maybe a little SolidWorks on rare occasions. Keep up the great work. Jacob, I don't remember having a link to a specific sample. What I think you're talking about is my reference to TechNibble's incredible computer business kit. And I've talked about that a few times, and you're going to get a lot more than just a sample contract. You're going to get work order forms, engagement forms for home and business users, backup checklist, reformat checklist, computer pickup, tune-up checklist, marketing, sample brochures, sample flyers, maintenance contract, sales letter. You're going to get a storefront check-in sheet, which I never thought I would ever use. I don't have a storefront, and I actually use that and the computer drop-off form when someone comes over and drops off a laptop or system. I actually use that form now, and I never thought I would have that because I don't have a storefront, and you could still take advantage of it. New computer invoice, laptop assembly sheet, employee timesheet, computer repair work log, incredible maintenance contract sales letter, computer maintenance log, a problem report. It is everything you need in one kit, and that link will be in the show notes. Click on my link because I'm actually an affiliate for that computer business kit. It is where you should begin, and I think the ultimate answer for what you're looking for. With that, that is the last email for the night. No music. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all of your support. Thank you so very, very much, and I will talk to you same time, same channel next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.